Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash that like button like it's your Alabama cousin, so it reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number one, here's a bio from a disgruntled Chad. He tells women looking at his profile that they're fat instead of curvy, and that they don't deserve a high-value man without bringing anything to the table. It's messages like this one that show me women's expectations these days are out of control. And that online dating is dead if the Chads are getting pissed off with the fatties that are flooding into his inbox and filling it with messages. Looks like the overweight American women have finally broken Chad. Up next, Ellen DeGeneres left America after Trump won, and she says she's never coming back. But she's deeply wrapped up with Diddy, so she may be forced to come back. She probably left because her latest comedy tour went terribly, and people thought that they were watching Marcy from Married with Children doing stand-up. If that's why she really left, then she might want to come back and audition for the new Nosferatu movie. It's going to be lit. Number three, why is the veterinary profession becoming mostly female? Here's a gender gap in male versus female enrollment in programs for veterinary science. It's a good salary for doing a little bit less work than a doctor. Also notice how many more female vets you need when compared to the male ones, because many of these women probably choose to work only part-time hours. We always hear crickets from women when men are falling behind. Moving on is this based woman with a sign that says she's all for giving Muslims the same rights here in the West that they give Christians in their home country. Muslims expect the Western countries they move into to tolerate Islam, yet at the same time they aren't willing to tolerate Christianity in their own countries. If she went out in public with that sign in the UK, she would have been sent to prison for 5 years. Number five, this serial killer nicknamed Miss Cyanide is sentenced to death after ending 14 friends who lent her money. Were the police incompetent and couldn't piece things together after she had 3 or 4 victims, and they were all friends and owed her money? At least Asia is based and doesn't have a sentencing gap, and she's not getting any special treatment. In India, she'd probably be allowed to walk away scot-free. Up next, if you had to sit for a 10-hour flight with any one of these people, who would it be? I thought it would be number 9, next Elon Musk, but now I'm not so sure. On a live stream, the everyday astronaut asked Musk if he was planning to improve a part on his rocket, and Musk said that was a good idea. The next time they met, Elon Musk made that improvement but didn't give the everyday astronaut a credit for it. Instead, he said it was his own idea. What a dick move, and it's on camera. So I guess I'd sit in seat number 1 and play chess with Andrew Tate for the whole flight. Number 7, can you really believe that we were this close to civil war? The FBI seems to have waited in hope for their plan but failed. Looks like the triumphant return of President Trump was baked into the cake. This is pretty nice, even if it's AI generated. Even still, this looks like the most iconic presidential campaign in history, and I don't think it'll ever be topped. The only one missing here is Joe Rogan. Moving on these days, here's a difference between my crypto wallet versus my bank account. I suspect that one day crypto wallets replace most people's bank accounts entirely. I now value my portfolio in Satoshis. If Trump starts the strategic Bitcoin reserve in March or April, then expect 500,000 Bitcoin price in a hurry. Only simps keep large amounts of fiat just sitting there, being constantly devalued. Number 9, a new study shows that sexism and racism prevents black moms from losing their pregnancy weight. Are we really sure that it's not just Dunkin' Donuts? Then again, most of them eat Popeyes, McDonald's, Wingstop, and not donuts. It doesn't matter what type of food it is if she's shoveling it into her mouth with no self-control. Then you can't lose any weight. It's not the patriarchy responsible for their inability to control their eating habits. Also, whatever happened to body positivity? Up next, the couple returned to their home that was burned down in California wildfires and found their good boy waiting for them. But why would these idiots leave their dog alone up there unless maybe they were at work and couldn't get back to him? This shows you that dogs will be loyal even when you abandon them. The good boy probably thought that they just left for a couple hours to get milk and didn't think he'd been abandoned. Number 11, the next time a Democrat asks about who will pick your crops now that Trump wants to deport illegals, tell him that it'll be the former government employees. They, of course, will be pissed because they probably have a job working for the bureaucracy. Tell them to learn how to pick. In reality, we'll probably increase productivity and therefore economic output by installing machines that'll get better and better at pulling produce out of the ground. Moving on, in a desperate attempt to buy votes in Canada, Trudeau announces that all Canadians making less than $150,000 a year will get a $250 check next year. Not to mention he's going to cut sales tax for a couple of months. It's all gaslighting because after the tax cuts, he's going to raise the carbon tax in March and April. At this point, it'd be cheaper if Canadians all just paid him $250 to leave office instead of sticking around for another year. Number 13, the queer star of Disney's Moana 2 animated film talks about how she experiences anti-Semitism, fascism, and misogyny. She probably said all those things expecting the film to bomb, so it's easier to villainize men before it even comes out, in case it's a failure. Then the reason it failed is because men boycotted it because a strong queer woman was the star, and men wanted to hurt her because of her fame and fortune. Up next, remember guys, that this overweight refrigerator still looks better than what Netflix will put out next. Maybe instead we should call her Laura Craft Service. She doesn't just look like she raided the fridge, but she looks like she ate the fridge. If you think she's hot from the front, then you'll love the way that she looks from the back. Number 15, the next time someone tells you that white men are oppressing women, then show them this. That white men only make $57,000 a year on average, while female workers in America with East Asian, Indian, Turkish, and Iranian backgrounds earn even more. Yeah, you won't hear white men complaining about being marginalized economically and financially. Looks like someone forgot to include the women from Tiny Hat Origin. They are the top earners. Moving on, if uncircumcised is better, then why are dildos cut? It's because women prefer mutilated men visually, and it's about control. If a man is missing all those nerve endings, then he doesn't enjoy sex as much as she does. It's also for a woman's physical pleasure, i.e. financial pleasure. A man that's never fully sexually satisfied is more likely to transmutate his sexual energy into productive economic energy. Women benefit the most from men being cut. Number 17, maybe we need to stop vegans before it's too late. Are they a plague of locusts ready to eat anything green and leave the land barren? I don't know about you, but my mouth waters when I smell meat cooking. So does that mean that vegans' mouths water when they smell grass clippings? Also, technically plants are alive, so you're killing them if you eat them. They won't even eat honey even though no bees died making it, because somehow it's all about exploiting and hurting the bees. Up next, we have the American designer responsible for rebranding Jaguar to Faguar, showing everyone how to destroy your brand. Mostly old conservative white dudes buy their cars, or used to, and they've now completely alienated their market, just when you thought that woke was over. There are also over 15 different DEI groups in that company. The gay Republican says he's gay and even this is way too gay for him. Looks like Jaguar just had its Bud Light moment. Number 19, here's how to get a false allegation thrown your way in record time. A single guy in college wore a fake wedding ring because it helped him sleep with dozens of women. But when he told them that he was single afterwards, they were all outraged. I've heard women complain to their husband when he doesn't actually wear a wedding ring. Now they should probably be praising married men that don't wear them, because that way they have less opportunities to cheat on their wives. Moving on, the Canadian government is giving Canadians a sales tax break on restaurant meals, toys, kid clothes, shoes, alcohol, and diapers. Trudeau is proud of this, but how about getting rid of taxes on cars, homes, phones, and other expensive items that most of us can't afford? This is just bribing people with their own money. How about no tax on gas and electricity? This is an insult to Canadians, and 2 months after this expires, they'll just end up increasing the carbon tax. Number 21, Ken points out that the divorce rate for lesbian couples is 3 times that of gay couples, which is only 28%. Ironically, this is also the same number for domestic violence rates. But you just know that when two lesbians divorce, they'll still find a way to blame men somehow. They might say that they had money issues and that the patriarchy created capitalism, so ipso fatso, men wrecked our happy carpet-munching marriage. Up next, would you get together with this nerdy woman that's only 3'10"? There are probably still millions of incel simps out there that would say she's marriage material. But remember, she'll only date you if you're 6 foot tall and wealthy. This is why we need humanoid female robots to balance out the dating market. This woman is also a genetic landmine because if you have a kid with her, it'll probably be shorter than your average Filipina, suffering from island dwarfism. I'm 24 inches taller than her, and she would probably reject me. Number 23, Indians are celebrating owning more London real estate than white Britons. Ms. G says, look who's colonized now, bitch. Indians are celebrating the great replacement of white natives. Wait until all that real estate is sold by Indians to buy some of that cryptocurrency, which is owned mostly by white males. White males making 6 figures make up the majority of Bitcoin owners. Whites just sold Indians their real estate bags, and the Indians just haven't figured it out yet. Moving on, maybe we finally figured out why gentlemen prefer blondes. Because their IQ on average is 3 points higher. They have the highest IQ in European populations. And women prefer men with darker hair color as well over the blonde dudes. And guys with brown hair have IQ that's also higher than normal. Maybe we can finally put the dumb blonde stereotype away. Then again, all the dumb blondes probably get their hair color from hair dye. Number 25 in the last one, I can't tell if it's male or female. Maybe Trump is about to make traps great again. But if you want to know, then the best clue is the lack of an Adam's apple. Although men such as myself have no noticeable Adam's apple either. Back in 2019, we used to call these people women. Before the woke times. Before there were transitioners and detransitioners like this one. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.